Thursday began with the temperatures below zero, and the mercury is not expected to climb above that mark until Saturday in northern Vermont and the far north country of New York. In the sector covered by the National Weather Service office in Burlington, meteorologist Connor Lahiff says most temperatures are expected to reach the minus 20 range.
The nighttime lows everywhere will be below zero. Parts, the Adirondacks of New York, St. Lawrence Valley, they'll be in the teens below zero. Friday night will be even colder. You could take off another 5 to 10 degrees off of that. And some places, minus 25 to minus 30.
Lahiff adds that wind chill is the biggest concern with these extremely low temperatures.
Any little bit of wind is going to drive the wind chills down. For example, today, I mean, we only have from 5 to 10 miles per hour of wind, which isn't a lot for a normal day. With the temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below zero, wind chills are running in the 20 to 30 below range.
That translates to a frostbite danger for people who venture outside, and conditions are dire for the homeless. Fletcher Allen Healthcare Chief Medical Officer Stephen Leffler is also an emergency physician.
You can get frostbite within minutes. The tips of your nose, your ears, exposed hands can get frostbite just running from your car across the parking lot into the mall. Any exposed skin is at high risk, even for brief periods of time. You really have to be prepared to go outside. I can't stress enough that having a hat, putting up your hood, wearing gloves, keeping your ears, nose covered is crucial.
If frostbite is suspected, Dr. Leffler recommends gentle rewarming.
Get in out of the cold and warm the area back up. Many times people can't feel it because as the area is becoming frostbitten, it loses sensation. So if an area is starting to get a white or pale, waxy appearance, if you touch it, it'll feel hard. As soon as you notice that on yourself or on someone that you're with, it's time to get inside. If you can't get inside immediately, get something covering that area. But you really, at that point, are in a time-sensitive situation to start getting that area warmed up before it causes more significant and potentially permanent damage.
It's not just humans who are susceptible to the dangers of severe cold. The Vermont Veterinary Medical Association's M. Kathleen Shaw notes that pets can also suffer from hypothermia and frostbite.
A lot of our dogs just weren't bred to be out in this cold weather for very long, and they can get hypothermic and get frostbite, particularly on the tips of their ears and the ends of their tails.
Shaw recommends pounding the hood of your car before starting it in case any animal has sought shelter under the hood. Antifreeze is poisonous to household pets, and Shaw also cautions that home heating systems should be pet-proofed.
And this time of year, a lot of people are doing candles, and I've seen animals get burned by not only catching their coats on fire, the burning wax has fallen on them. Dogs and cats can knock heaters over or knock things over onto your wood stove, and that can be a fire hazard.
Layering is important because it traps air, which is good insulation. Start with a layer that wicks moisture away from the skin, then create an insulation layer using items like a wool sweater or down vest. End with an outer layer that repels the elements. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.